这句英文要怎么说啊？
让我告诉你。
What's up, yo？
欢迎收听这句英文怎么说。我是 Mike，
我是 Bobby，
I'm Duncan。Welcome everyone。
今天是我们的特辑系列哦，
80集哦，
对，80集。
Welcome to episode 80。
那我们这一集要聊一个可能是你很熟悉但是又陌生的东西，
就是你的名字，
对，你的英文名字。我们挑了一些就是男生啊女生，然后在台湾比较流行的一些名字，然后就跟大家说这些名字它本身呢其实有一些含义哦，就蛮有趣的。有些可能刚好说到你的名字你就可以知道，那有些你可能可以拿来当做你未来小孩的参考也是可以。那我们今天的主题是非常轻松的，就是常见的英文名字是什么意思。这边呢我们会有，就我跟芭比会轮流说这个英文的名字，那由 Duncan 呢帮我们解释哦。那首先呢我们先从男生开始哦，男生的英文名字。那这边的资料来源是2020年邦宝士网站，就是那个纸尿铺的
okay,
美国纸尿铺的网站里面，它列出来比较受欢迎的名字哦。
Okay, some of the most popular names from 2020, right?
对对对。第一个是 Liam.
Liam, yeah.
L-I-A-M.
L-I-A-M. 好像 this name recently became more popular, I think. It's an old name, but when I was growing up, I didn't know too many Liams. Maybe I've met two or three Liams in my life. Yeah, not like, I think Duncan is 比较小。可能在英国 maybe there's more Liams and Duncans in England. Yeah, but maybe you know Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson,
he's a famous,
yeah, famous actor.
最强老爸
Yeah, from the Taken movies and the
Star Wars
prequels. Yeah, Qui-Gon Jinn. Yeah, yeah, he's done a lot of movies. But Liam is an Irish name that means a strong warrior, or a strong-willed person, or a protector.
就是一个很强的战士，然后保护者嘛。那这个就跟连恩尼逊演的《极客救援》（Taken） 是一样的设定嘛。
Yeah, yeah, that's a very suitable name.
对，
很适合的名字，为了那个Taken 的电影。Yeah.
好，再来是第二个，就是也是邦宝士网站提供很受欢迎，在欧美的一个男生的英文名字是 Noah，N-O-A-H。这个是什么意思呢
？Noah, yeah, this is.This name does seem more common in the last 5 years. 好像看过更多 Noah 的小朋友，还是 Noah 的 like people online. But this name is from the Hebrew language, also from the Old Testament of the Bible. Yeah, so probably everyone knows Noah's Ark.
诺亚方舟
Yeah, yeah, the famous like a guy that built a huge boat because.God told him that the earth was going to flood, and so he should protect his family and get a bunch of animals together. And then, so Noah is like started a new civilization in the Jewish religion, Jewish mythology. Yeah. So the Hebrew name Noah apparently means like rest, comfort, like a safety 之类的，
那种安全啊，舒适这种感觉。
就是在诺亚方舟里面出现的那个诺亚的英文名字，那他就是保护了那时候可能洪水要冲走所有的生物，他留存了一部分的生物可以永续，就是继续让新生物在新的地球存活下来。
对，好像雌雄各留一只嘛。
对对对，好像是。
那第三个是 Alexander 嘛。
Yeah, Alexander. 你应该认识一个人叫 Alex.Right. Yeah, Alex, Alexander. Yeah. This is a name from classical, like, ancient Europe, ancient Greece. Everybody probably studies Alexander the Great in world history class. So this name, I think, has been popular throughout the past 2,000 years or more.But the original Greek name of Alexander means the protector of the people. Yeah, it's like Alex 的部分是 like 要保护的 and Andros or Ander is like people or even mankind. 你可以翻译这样 So like Alexander the Great was the protector of the Macedonian people.
嗯，这个跟我们第一个好像有点不太一样，这好像更保护更多人的感觉。
yeah, yeah.
保护人类更广泛。
yeah,
yeah.
对，因为刚才 Duncan 有说那个 Alexander 那个 Alex 就是 protector 嘛，保护者，然后后面那个 Andro 他就是人民的意思嘛，
是
头的意思，所以合在一起就是保护人民的人这个概念。
yeah.
好，刚才我们这边是邦宝市的最受欢迎的名字哦，那我们现在来看一下台湾，那台湾比较常听到的男生名字是什么呢？
那第一个是 Daniel。
Daniel. Yeah, there's a lot of Daniels in Taiwan, I think. Yeah.
真的哦。
Yeah.
我身边没有一个叫 Daniel.
You don't know anyone?
没有，我遇过 Dennis 啊。
Dennis.
但我没有遇过 Daniel.
Yeah, Dennis. So Daniel is also a name from the Bible, from the Jewish, the old Jewish holy book. And it's, I think it's the name of a prophet in the Bible. Oh.I guess it means that, like, God is my judge in Hebrew. So, yeah, this is, I guess, someone who is faithful, someone who is, like, trustworthy, I guess, 之类的, yeah.
有信念的人,
这种感觉。Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone who will be judged good by God.
了解。那再来,诶,刚好是我的名字嘛。Michael.
Mike, here we are. Do you know where Michael is from? 你选这个名字，你知道这个、这个背景？
然后他是我小时候的英文老师帮我取的。
OK，
对，所以我大概知道他好像代表就是正义嘛 ，justice 的这种。
Yeah.
然后好像什么大天使什么、Michael。
Right. Yeah. Michael is one of the two like most powerful angels in the Christian, the Catholic, 四象 like in the.In that, the Catholic Christian religion, the two angels under God, like the two generals, are Michael and Gabriel.
Oh, Gabriel.
Yeah.
加百列嘛，
对，加百列
是这样子。
Yeah, yeah. So Michael apparently is from the Hebrew one that is like God. Yeah. So someone who is similar to God, or someone who 翻译那个上帝的，
接近神的男人，
yeah.
这种感觉哈。
Yeah, and of course the female is Michelle, right?
Oh!
In English, yeah. Like in French, Michael is Michelle.
好了，我延伸讲一下，就是其实我原本名字真的是叫 Michael。我是到大学吧，觉得 Michael 太长了，不利落，所以我就说那我叫 Mike。
所以今天大家听到 Mike 的名字演变史，就是从 Michael 变成 Mike。
Yeah, Mike is a very, very common name.
对对对 ，Mike 就很常
听。The U.S.
再是第三个 Jack。
Jack。
铁达尼号的那个 Jack。
哦，对，里奥纳多那个。
对对对。
还有荒唐分局那个 Jack。
对对对对对。
奶奶。
So Jack, I guess, is from Old English, and it means gracious or God is gracious. 这样的。
而且其实有一个名字叫 Jackson， 他跟 Jack 的关系是Jack 的儿子，就是 Jack 的后面加 son， 就变成 Jackson。
Yeah, in English names, there are many, many names that are 什么什么 son， Jackson、Johnson、Davidson、Robertson、Williamson， 这都是 the son of Jack， the son of William。
就直接后面加个 son 的那个。
Yeah, yeah. Most of the time, these are 姓 like family names. But sometimes, like the name Jackson, I think is becoming common as a first name,、as a first name as well.
Okay. 虽然原本一开始比较偏向家族、
right.
像 Michael Jackson,、他就是家族、但后面也有人把他拿来就当成是名字了。了解。好，那再来就是换讲一下女生哦。那女生这个是也是在一个国外的网站哦，我们看到一样是2020年哦。那首先是第一个 Olivia、
I guess this has two possible origins、一个是那个北欧的，就是个那个 like descendants like a family descendant、is like a if your name was a boy Oliver、or a girl Olivia、then whatever your family name is, it's like of the family. So like Olivia Jackson would just mean like...
Jackson 的小孩。
Yeah, a daughter of the Jackson clan. So yeah. Or there's a Latin origin, which is just the olive, 那个橄榄, right? That comes from the olive tree, and the olive tree is like a symbol of peace and prosperity.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
So there's a Northern European and a Mediterranean origin for Olivia and Oliver.
了解。刚才我听到那个 prosperity， 我们在之前那个新年哦，有提到的单字哦，兴盛哦，对对对 ，Olivia 它可能就有代表比如说和平啊、兴盛的意思。那另外一个角度是 Olivia 跟 Oliver 哦 ，Oliver 就是男生的名字 ，Olivia 是女生的名字，他们可以当成就是子孙的意思、啊。所以比如说我是 Jackson 家族的，那我就 Olivia Jackson 就是代表我就是 Jackson 的子孙，就是 Oliver Jackson。就代表我是 Jackson 家族的男神
yeah.
就是后代子孙的代称啊，这两个名字。
再来是 Emma，
这很常听到
Emma
超多。
Yeah, I think this is when I hear the name Emma, I think it's like a little bit older, like early 1900s. but a lot of these names are becoming popular again.
复古嘛
Yeah, 有复古的感觉、I think so. But it is a nice name. And Emma is an English name.With roots in old Germanic, and it means like 完整 whole or universal.
它是从比较早期德国的这边来的，就是有个全部宇宙的那种概念嘛。
Yeah. I think if you think about it in the context of a family, it's like the daughter or the mother like completes the family.
Oh,
我猜是这样的。
Oh, cool.
我真的很喜欢 Emma 的含义，就是宇宙跟整体，我觉得很棒。
那你不要叫 Emma，
从此改名。
对对对，反正你那个芭比也是乱取的。
让我考虑一下。
等一下让芭比讲一下为什么叫芭比。
好，
我们
倒
想听。
好，
然后换我这个，哦，这个有点不好念哦，这是 Charlotte。
Charlotte， yeah，
这个帮我们拼一下，这个比较难。
C H A R L O。T T E, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yeah, this is also another 有复古的感觉，
很早期的名字。
Yeah. There's been some like French and maybe like French and English royalty named Charlotte.
Yeah.
The Charlotte is from the French origin, and this means like free, a free person, a free woman. Yeah.
自由的人。
Yeah. It's related to Charles, to the male name Charles.
哦，跟这 Charles 这个名字有关联哦，有关系的。
查尔曼大帝的那个。
对对对对，在法国历史也有 Charlemagne, 所以因为那个人在法国文化 names like Charlotte and Charles 变很红了。
所以它是源自于法国，然后意思就是跟自由有关的意思。那再来就是台湾常听到的女生的英文名字，
第一个是 Emily，
超多
Emily， yeah， also
超常听到。
In America, Emily is also a very common girl's name.、Mm-hmm. Yeah, this word means like hardworking.、Mm-hmm. This comes from a Latin name Amelia.
哦，拉丁来的
，Yeah,
Amelia、yeah. 代表努力的人
，Yeah,
hardworking，
很认真工作的人，
I guess it can also mean like a rival, like someone that is you work against, or that you are always like someone who's always competing and trying to do their best. Yeah.
懂。他这边还有一个有点小小竞争那种感觉。
Yeah.
他的 hardworking 是来自于这种感觉。
Yeah. Yeah.
那再来就是也很常听到的 Alice。
I think this, specifically in Taiwan, this name is very popular because it's the A name. It's one of the first names that students hear when they're learning English names or English words. Because I think it's one of the first names that Taiwanese girls hear. Mm-hmm. So lots of Alice's. Also, the Alice in Wonderland is very, very popular children's story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the name Alice is from German, from old German, and means noble. Yeah, noble or honorable.
就是伟大的意思，荣耀的这种感觉。
And a lot of girls may be named Allison or Alicia, also from a similar origin. A lot of them go by Alice.
就是 Allison 跟 Alicia 都是跟 Alice 有关。Alice 是他们的 shorten 吗？还是只是有关系？
Shortened. Yeah, Allison can become Alice. Alicia can become Alice.
就是在美国文化还会有一个方式，就是会把英文名字再缩短一点。
Yeah.
就像 Michael 变 Mike 这样。
对对对对对，就是不想念那么长嘛，就简短一点。Yeah. 就如果你有看之前那个复仇者联盟啊，里面有个黑寡妇嘛，她叫 Natasha 嘛，然后那个跟她比较亲近的就会叫 Nat。
Yeah, Nat. Yeah. Natalie 有可能。
对对 ，Natalie 也有听过。对对，最后一个。
好，再来是台湾很常见的英文名字，女生的话，其实 Mandy 也是很受欢迎，很常听到的、哦。
Mandy 很多，
Yeah, Mandy is a pretty popular name in the U.S. as well.、Mm-hmm. Mandy. Mandy is usually short for Amanda.
啊，从 Amanda 去简写过来的。
Yeah, usually. Not always, but、it's possible that someone is just Mandy, but most Mandys are actually Amanda.
Okay.
And、the name Mandy is also from Latin.And it means lovable.
啊，拉丁来的。好，那我们今天的名字啊，我们今天讲的是12个英文名字哦，就不知道大家有没有刚好是你的名字，或是你的小孩是这个，说是你之后有想要取名字哦，可以参考一下这一集哦。那我们接着文化闲聊，先跳一下，先问一下芭比好了。
好，
芭比，你为什么叫芭比？
这个故事呢，就是以前我在申请 PTT 的账号，那时候我就随便打了一个名字，就是芭比，然后我就觉得，好像这个名字很好念，因为叫起来很响亮，所以我就一直沿用至今。而且因为比较不会跟别人重复，所以大部分的人看到我的名字就会知道说，哦，这个是我。我就觉得好啊，那就这个好了，就是这么的随机。
Have you met other girls named Bobby?
没有，可是有时候大家不知道怎么念我名字的时候会说 baby 或是 baby、
okay,
其实都可以，我只要知道你是在跟我讲话怎么念都 OK 啦。
本来是因为那个 baby 娃娃有关系吗？
好像也没有关系，
没有 okay,
对
okay.
没有想到那个、
那个 baby 要怎么拼呢？
B-A-B-I-I、
baby、
这个 Duncan 你第一次听到是什么感觉？
Actually, I thought it was the name Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y.
Oh, B-O-B-B-Y. Like,
in the U.S., Bobby is a pretty common boy's name. But like Bob. Someone named Robert, Bob, and then Bob can go by Bobby. Mm-hmm. But the female version of Robert, Roberta, they can also go by Bobby. Or like, there's Bobby Sue, Bobby Ann, Zhang. So like in the, I think in the 40s or 50s,Bobby was more was also common for a girl's name. Yeah, but I didn't think it was B-A-B-I-I. and then I thought it was gun Barbie, the Barbie doll 有关系，但是这是一个特别的名字 Bobby.
B-A-B-I-I 真的是这样念 Bobby 吗？
You could, yeah, Bobby, yeah.
Bobby, yeah. 所以发那个自然发音 OK.
Okay, fine.
通过了。
Yeah. I mean, actually, when it comes to names, like, especially, like,personal names,、lots of people do like odd spellings or different spellings. So、English spelling is already quite difficult, you know, like 英文的拼法。But when it comes to first names, like people mix it up all the time. So、yeah, it could be lots of ways to write Bobby. Yeah.
了解。那我们最后来问一下 Duncan 哦，其实 Duncan 的姓氏很特别哦，就跟大家聊一下。
Yeah. My first name Duncan that is from.I believe Scots Gaelic, like old Scots Sugalan the 语言 and that dun means like a dark color, like brown or gray. 就是那个 like the color of earth, the color of like、
oh,
of a
地球的颜色
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
土壤土的颜色
Yeah. Like there's still sometimes they still call certain horses dun colored.
Dun colored.
Yeah, like, it's like a really dark gray.
Yeah,
and then I'm not sure about the can part, but I think it's related to like a fighter warrior or something. Like basically like an average.Soldier. It might mean shield, actually. Like a...
盾牌.
Yeah. So like a earth shield, earth...
地球保卫者。守护地球的人。
类似的, yeah.
Duncan.
Yeah, yeah. 其实应该是那个一块地。
一块地。
就是一个...
你的家乡啦。
对, 一个 clan 的地盘。这样的。
Okay.
Yeah. I have a middle name, too. And my middle name is the name of my grandfather.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Which is Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Yeah, also Larry. We're going to even say Larry. The shortening of Lawrence is Larry. And my family name is, we pronounce it D'Eath.
D'Eath.
Yeah, but it's from French origin. So the original pronunciation would be Dayat. Deat、
法文原本是这样念
Yeah 其实是从比利时 在比利时有一个村子 a village, a small town called Ath、and the French, the de is of、so just like from Ath, from that town, from that area、
当可能名字可以看到家族就是远远流传的一些历史还有期许、
So I think it's a pretty good name. I've never been to Belgium, but someday I go visit town、that my ancestors came from.
Duncan 是那个土地的保卫者，然后中间名是 祖父的嘛、
yeah.
祖父是 Lawrence 嘛、
yeah.
然后家族名是那个 Dieth 是最早从比利时到法国、他的渊源啊，这个名字的渊源是这样子，蛮有趣的哦。
Yeah, there's a lot in the name.
名字告诉你很多。
对，如果听完这一集觉得哎好有趣哦，想要许愿名字哦，看大家反应，我们之后可以再多做这一集。
好，
觉得蛮好玩的、那我们今天的节目就到这边了。这个节目是由常春藤的团队学英文吧所制作。那我们非常欢迎你到我们学英文吧的网站 ivbar.com.tw。那或是到我们 IV Bar 的 IG 去复习今天的 Podcast 内容，当然我们的网站也会有今天的 Podcast 内容，它是文章的版本。那如果你是第一次听我们的节目呢，记得按下订阅或是追踪，在我们每次上新的节目你就可以收到通知。那如果你是我们的老朋友，除了帮我们五星按赞留言之外，你可以许愿看看你有没有想听的英文名字、我们之后收集一下可以再做一集。那我是 Mike，
我是 Bobby，
I'm Duncan，
我们下期见咯，
See you next time，
Bye bye。